Greetings, those on your Lenten journey. It's Pastor Bob again, and we are now on Friday of the second full week of Lent. It's our 15th day of our Lenten journey. Today we return to the Lenten devotional by Brian Zond called The Unvarnished Jesus, a Lenten journey. And the scripture for today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. That's the parable that Jesus gives of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Most of us are predisposed to divide the world into good and bad people, the righteous and the unrighteous. But Jesus rarely does this. For Jesus, the most dominant categories are the proud and the humble. We're all sinners. The question is, are we proud sinners or humble sinners? If we're proud sinners, we concoct ways to justify ourselves in our own eyes by favorably comparing ourselves to those whom we deem worse than us. But if we are humble sinners, we throw ourselves entirely on the mercy of God. This is what Jesus sets forth in his parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisees are a tragic story and a cautionary tale. The Pharisees weren't clerics like priests or Levites. Rather, they were a religious political party that arose around 150 years before the birth of Jesus. The Pharisees sought to preserve covenant fidelity during a time of forced Hellenization. The Pharisees urged their fellow Jews to preserve their Jewish identity and remain separate. Pharisee means separate from the corrupting influence of the idolatrous pagan world. In its origin, the Pharisee movement was squarely within the Hebrew prophetic tradition. We might think of Daniel and his three friends as examples of the original way to live as Pharisees within a Gentile empire. The Pharisees were saying to their fellow Jews, "We are a covenant people, and we need to maintain our allegiance to the God of Israel by remaining separate from the sins of idolatry." It's important to understand that the Pharisees began as a sincere and commendable movement seeking to preserve Jewish identity in a pagan ocean. Unfortunately, by the time of Jesus, the Pharisees had devolved into the self-appointed morality police, deeply infected with a poisonous self-righteousness. They had become a sanctimonious Take Back Israel for God movement, convinced of their own purity while aiming their censorious ire at sinners, sinners who were epitomized by the tax collectors. In Wuthering Heights, Emily Brandt captures what the Pharisees had become in this scathing sentence: "He was and is yet most likely the wearisomest self-righteous Pharisee who ever ransacked a Bible to rake the promises to himself and fling the curses to his neighbors." This is what can happen if we adhere to the seductive adage, "Hate the sin, but love the sinner." It sounds good, but almost always leads to the tragedy of the Pharisees. Jesus' parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector teaches us to love the sinner and hate our own sin. In the temple, the Pharisee is fully aware of the tax collector as he vainly poses before God. The tax collector, on the other hand, is aware only of his own sin and his desperate need for God's mercy. And the tax collector is the only one who received God's mercy. Today, let's try to employ the ancient Christian practice of repeatedly praying the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.